Good morning, how's everyone? Just in case you didn't know who I was, I put on a name tag. How many of you know my name now? Anyone want to read it? Go ahead, Caden.
Hello, my name is Jeff, the son of Boney and Janus. I am the son of God.
And I am the son of God. You know what? I don't know all of your parents' names. I know most of your parents' names and your grandparents' names. But there is something that I know about all of you. Because you are baptized, you are a son or a daughter of Jesus. I know that about all of you. And because of that, because I am a son, not only of human parents, and not only are you a son or a daughter of human parents, but I'm also the son of a heavenly Father. Just as you are a son or a daughter of a heavenly Father. So this is very important for us. As sons of a human father, there may be a chance, or a daughter of a human father, there is a chance that we'll become an heir. You know what an heir is? Who knows what an heir is? An heir is someone who receives something from your parents because they bought it for you. It could be land, it could be a house, it could be a green tractor. It could be a red tractor. It could be a car. It could be anything that was given to you because your parents or your grandparents worked for it. Notice that they worked for it. You didn't work for it. It was given to you. That's why you're an heir. It's something that you receive freely. And you have received something freely from God your Father. As Paul tells us, as he wrote to the Romans, Jesus also says that we are heirs. That we have received something from God our Father. What have you all received from Jesus? You remember? It happened right over there at the font. What happened to you over there at the font?
You were baptized.
And when you were baptized, you became a son or a daughter of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You became an heir. You became an heir. You have received something freely. Something that God worked for. Jesus did this work for us at the cross, at the tomb, and he's still doing that work for us at the right hand of God there in heaven. What has Jesus won for you, and now he's going to give to you freely? What is Jesus going to give to you? Eternal life. He's going to give you heaven. So just as an earthly son or daughter will receive something from her earthly son or daughter, earthly father or mother, I should say, just as you are heirs of property here on earth, we are heirs of something much more valuable. We are heirs of the kingdom of God itself because of the work that Jesus has done for all of you and for all of everyone looking at you and all the work that he has done for me. And therefore, it is right and proper for us to say, I am a son of God or I am a daughter of God. Because it's the truth. And because you are a son or a daughter, the kingdom of heaven is yours. The kingdom of heaven is yours, given to you as a free gift. So let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the great work that you have done for us upon the cross. And thank you for the great work that you have done for us there at the baptismal font. For in the waters of holy baptism, we have received the heirship of the kingdom. We have received your kingdom. We have received the forgiveness of sins. And Lord Jesus, this is a promise that you have made for us. For we have now been adopted into your kingdom. And we are now adopted into your family. And oh Lord, you have sealed that. You have sealed that with your very blood. Lord Jesus, thank you for this great work that you have done. For you have made us a son or a daughter of the kingdom. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your most holy name. And all the children said,